Critics across the political spectrum, from Reverend Jesse Jackson to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, have criticized the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Many in the African-American community believe that race played a role in the government's slow actions. The NAACP has been part of a chorus calling for an investigation into the government's response time. But NAACP President and CEO Bruce Gordon says race was not the only factor in why the government was slow to act.
Let's be clear. This is a class issue. Poor people are the ones who were hardest hit. There's no denying that, and everybody can see that. And as you well know, any statistic that you look at in terms of people below the poverty line, household income disparities, is a higher probability to be black if you're poor than otherwise. So is there class and race involved in what has transpired here? Yes, because poor people don't have a seat at the table. And listen, I don't want to finger point, and I sometimes I'm sensitive to that phrase. Let's be clear. Lives are what matter most, and every resource, every asset that this country can bring to bear to save lives and make lives better going forward has to happen. So there's no debate about that. We shouldn't compromise our focus. But to say that we should not revisit this issue, determine what went wrong, understand the incompetence that was displayed and how we can avoid it going forward, hold folks accountable the same way we did with the 9/11 commission, that is an appropriate thing to do for any organization, whether it's the government or a corporation. So I don't want to hear it when people say we shouldn't point fingers. This is not finger pointing. This is preventative medicine to make sure that these people who were these American citizens, not refugees, by the way, who were underserved in New Orleans and Gulfport and Mississippi and Biloxi, it doesn't happen again.
Mr. Gordon, do you believe this to be an instance where this nation that often doesn't want to talk about race in public can use this as an opportunity to really deal with some of the issues, some of the baggage that still remains?
I think that Katrina has exposed a real weakness in our country and in our culture. So, yes, I think that this is an opportunity to put class and race in the middle of the table, wrestle with the implications of both, and figure out how on a going forward basis we are more inclusive in the goodness that America has to offer than we currently are today.
I know that you met with Secretary Chertoff. I'm curious whether or not you were satisfied with what he had to say during your meeting.
No, I was not satisfied. I was appreciative of the meeting. The fact that Secretary Chertoff was open to having a discussion with a group, and that group was not just myself, it was Mark Morial and Elijah Cummings and Mel Watt. So I was appreciative that he was willing with his staff to sit down and share with us his thoughts. Having said that, did I walk away from the meeting feeling confident, feeling satisfied? Not in the least. There is much to be done, and I did not feel that we had enough certainty, enough granularity around what will be done to make the situation right.
I know that you have gone down. You were down early on and have met with officials of the Bush administration. Talk to me about where you stand today in terms of what you've seen over the course of the last few days.
Well, it goes without saying that Katrina has wreaked havoc on the region and affected people's lives in a way that I think is just unimaginable. We have focused primarily in the early days on just making sure that lives are saved and people are in some reasonable transition environment as they move towards ultimately some permanent living arrangements, which will, I think, almost totally be outside of the New Orleans for sure. In the case of Gulfport and Biloxi and areas in Mississippi, a little different circumstance, but equally serious. I think that the focus now has to be on what we're going to do to mend. I think that Congress, for one, has to stop what it's doing and focus its attention exclusively to Katrina and what has to be done to make things right. So the Supreme Court justice processing has to just be put on the side. I think that things like a victim compensation fund has to be approved immediately. I think that what I would refer to as a czar of the rebuilding effort has to be identified. I would go so far as to say that that's an internal person who probably should be partnered with someone from the community or from the public sector to to work alongside of them to, I think, give added credibility given the way that the government has really failed American citizens in that part of the country. I think that a commission has to be established to figure out what happened.
Bruce Gordon, talk to me about the continuing efforts of the NAACP and what the future plans are to help shore up the situation of the displaced there in these regions.
Well, if you sort of look at this picture the way that I do, there are three phases. There was the life-saving phase, there's the transitional phase, and then there's the more permanent phase. We are sort of moving from phase one to phase two. There are people, as you well know, who were congregated in these mega centers like the Astrodome that I think need to get out of 20,000-person facilities into 400 or 500-person facilities. So we have worked with churches in communities who can give more intimate TLC to victims who really need it. We've worked with the counseling associations and black psychiatry associations to make sure that people who certainly are feeling stressed, to say the least, from what they've experienced, we'll have the counseling support that we need, that they need. We're working with the National Medical Association, the black doctors, to make sure that all of the medical needs that these folks might need on a decentralized basis is there. We're working with MoveOn.org, who's identified 17,000 beds around the country to accommodate people. And we've obviously set up the NAACP Disaster Relief Fund because none of these things are free, and we're raising money so we can invest that money in these communities. We've got a website, www.naacp.org, and frankly, it's operating in the wee hours. I had a great call last night from a very compassionate donor who's committed $100,000 to us. So we're trying to get the resources so that we can distribute the resources.
NAACP President and CEO Bruce Gordon, we thank you, and what we'll do is we'll continue to watch your efforts and stay in contact with you. Appreciate
thank
the time.
You. Thank you, Ed. We'll be right back.